January 3, 1932, certainty of the coming of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. How all difficulties will melt like snow before a burning sun. The human will is the dark room of the creature. My abandonment continues in the divine fiat, but I felt worried by the thought, how will this kingdom of the divine will ever be able to come? Sin abounds, evils get worse. It seems to me that the creatures are not disposed to receive such a great good. So much so, that there is not a soul, as good as they may be, who truly wants to occupy himself with making known what regards the divine will. If God does not operate a prodigy of his omnipotence, the kingdom of the divine fiat may be in heaven, but as for the earth, it is useless to think about it. But while I was thinking of this and other things, my beloved Jesus, making his usual visit to my soul, told me, "My daughter, everything is possible for us. The impossibilities, the difficulties, the insurmountable obstacles of creatures melt before our supreme majesty like snow in front of a burning sun. Everything is in whether we want it. All the rest is nothing." Did the same not happen in redemption? Sin abounded more than ever. Only a small group of people was awaiting the Messiah, and in the midst of this group, how many hypocrisies, how many sins of all kinds, they were often idolatrous. But it was decreed that I was to come upon earth. In the face of our decrees, all evils cannot prevent what we want to do. We are glorified more by one act alone of our will than we are offended by all the evils and sins committed by creatures, because our act of the will is divine and immense. And in its immensity it embraces all eternity, all centuries, it extends to all. Therefore, it is not of our infinite wisdom not to give life to even just one act of our will because of the evils of creatures. We place ourselves on our divine side, and we do what we have to do. And the creatures we leave by their human side. And acting as sovereigns, we lord it over everything and everyone, even over evil. And we put out our decrees. Now, just as my coming upon earth was our decree, so is our decree the kingdom of our will upon earth. Even more, it can be said that one and the other are one single decree, and having carried out the first act of this decree, we are to carry out the second. It is true that we pace ourselves according to the good disposition of the creatures in order to give the great good that an act of our will can produce. And therefore at most we take time, and we make our way in the midst of their evils in order to dispose them. It is true that the times are sad. The peoples themselves are tired, they see all the ways closed to them, they can find no way out even for the necessary natural means. The oppressions, the demands of the leaders are unbearable just penalty, since they have elected as leaders godless men, of evil life. Without a just right to be leaders, who deserved a prison more than the right of regime. Many thrones and empires have been overthrown, and those few that are left are all vacillating and about to be overthrown. So, the earth will remain almost without kings, in the hands of iniquitous men. Poor peoples, poor children of mine under the regime of men without pity, without heart, and without the grace to be able to act as guides for their subjects. Indeed, the epic of the Jewish people is being repeated, as they remained without a king when I was near to coming upon earth, and were under the dominion of an alien empire, of barbarous and idolatrous men who did not even know their Creator. Yet, this was the sign of my nearing coming into their midst. That epic and this one hold hands in many things. And the disappearance of thrones and empires is the announcement that the kingdom of my divine will is not far. It having to be a universal, pacific kingdom, there will be no need of kings to dominate it. Each one will be king to himself. My will be for them law, guide, support, life and absolute king of all and of each one. And all the arbitrary and rightless leaders will be shattered like dust in the wind. The nations will continue to fight against one another, some by war, some by revolution, among themselves and against my church. They have a fire in their midst that devours them, that gives them no peace, and they can give no peace. It is the fire of sin, and the fire of acting without God that gives them no peace. And they will never make peace if they do not call God into their midst, as regime and bond of union and of peace. And I let them do, and I will make them touch with their own hands what it means to act without God. But this does not prevent the kingdom of my supreme fiat from coming. This is all creature stuff, of the low world, that my power knocks down and disperses whenever it wants, and it makes the most serene sky and the most refulgent sun arise from the storm. On the other hand, the kingdom of my divine will is from on high, from the heavens, formed and decreed in the midst of the divine persons. No one can touch it or disperse it. First we will deal about it with one creature alone, forming the first kingdom in her, then with few, and then, making use of our omnipotence, we will divulge it everywhere. Be certain, do not worry, because evils get worse. Our power, our winning love that has the virtue of always winning, our will that can do everything and, with invincible patience, knows how to wait even for centuries, but what it wants and has to do is worth more than all the evils of creatures in the face of its invincible power and its infinite value. Their evils will be like little drops of water, like many trifles that will serve for the triumph of our love and for the greater glory of our fulfilled will. And then, when we have the great glory of forming this kingdom inside one creature alone, she will be like sun, such that all have the right to enjoy and possess its light. More than sun, she will give to all creatures the right to possess a kingdom so holy. And we, with infinite wisdom, will abound with graces, with light, with helps, with surprising means, so that they may let the kingdom of my will reign in their midst. Therefore, let me do. When it is your Jesus that has told you this, that's enough. It is as though already done. All evils and all creatures together have no power and no right over our will, nor can they prevent a single act of our will, wanted by decrees of our wisdom. Then, I continued to think about the divine fiat, and my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, my will is light, the human will is the dark room in which the poor creature lives. As my will enters into this dark room, it remains all invested by this light that illumines everything, even the most remote and little hiding places of the soul. It makes itself light of the thought, of the word, of the works, of the steps, but with a marvelous variety. The thought takes on a variety of colors animated by the light. The word takes on another variety of colors. The action, the step, other varieties of colors. And as she repeats the thought, the word, the action, the step, animated by the light of my will, so are the hues of the divine colors formed. And the beauty of it is that they are all colors animated by light. Oh! How beautiful it is to see the creature animated by the rainbow of our divine colors. It is one of the most beautiful scenes that she presents to us and makes us enjoy. We look at her and we see that those are nothing other than the reflection of our thoughts, of our actions, and so forth, that has formed that variety of our divine colors. And our will makes display of light in the acts of the creature who, with her sweet enchantment, enraptures us and makes us the spectators of our acts. And oh! How we await with all love the repetition of these scenes so beautiful and delightful. Fiat.